girlfriend who retired from Youngstown State. She's to organize the interns, and so she's going to help me with the intern program for here. That will do research for political science, do research for some of the broadcast stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Help us with some of the, you know, would be innovative, bring the kids in, let them expand it. And I want to use, if I can, use Tracy's friends also as a way to be a training center for some of the technology-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can come in here and really, during their intern program, expand their horizon.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to call her today, but just so that you know. And then we need to sit down with Inside Out, what we're going to do with Tracy's friends and navigate through that. That needs to happen.
Any time after this week will be good. I can sit down and have that. This week's kind of convoluted.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my loan signed. It's been, do you ever want to know what regulations do?
The familiar lies, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dodd-Frank.
Yeah. Dodd-Frank?
Yeah, until you've experienced it. Yes, nobody.
You experience a Dodd and a Frank.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like to doing videos on Youngstown East.
That's what we're going to do. And Tanisha, you didn't meet her, did you? Oh, yes, you have. You met her, haven't you?
Pardon me?
You've met Tanisha, haven't you?
The one who's been here twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to... let me know.
That's not my phone.
I know, it's me.
Oh.
Okay. Hold on. I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad to hear you. Hold on just a second. How are you this morning? I'm doing good. I just texted. When you text me, can you text me your cell phone number? Because what I did was I was just texting Josh and asked him to pull me up because I couldn't hear, and I had moved some cords around this morning, and I didn't know if I had plugged them back in the right one. That's all right. You're stuck with me. Thank you. So how's everything? Isn't it sunny, nice, and beautiful? You had a good weekend? Oh, good. I had a good time. I went to church yesterday and spent some time with my mom over the weekend, driving back and forth to Dayton, and it was good. It was good. I will not complain. I didn't get any rest like I should have, and I refused to work on the negative things of life, so God is just good. So, okay. We're going to do 17, 30, and then 52. Okay, and let me know about my callers, whether you can hear them or not, or if they're coming in okay. Marcus, your mic is on, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. Is it still a lot lower than my guest? I don't know why that is. My off mic. No, because my headset hates me. Hold on. How about now? Nope. 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 How about now? A little better? That's better. I got to get some better cords. Cheap cords make a difference, don't they? I have how long? About a minute? Good. change that. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm in studio with Mark Manji. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Look out the window. We're in Northeast Ohio with the sun.
It's spring. It's supposed to be sunny. Isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful morning out this morning.
It is.
Couldn't find a place to park down there.
Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
For the town, it's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
No, but for me, it's a bad thing because I need a place to park.
It's overrated. On a sunny day like this, you get your cardio, you get your endorphins up, you'll be a happy person because you will have walked.
Yeah. You know, see,
exercise.
We've started a new tradition in my house.
And that is?
Well, you know, the sun comes up early. Now my wife wants to get going early. So before, you know, she's got the dog walked and I'm dressed and ready to go at 7 in the morning. By the time 10 o'clock comes around, I'm ready to go to lunch.
Really?
Because I do a lot of work at home.
That's true.
And that's where especially when I come down here, it's easy for me to, I'm wasting a lot of time to go to my regular office, which it's a long story. But at any rate, it's sunny and it's nice. And we had a very rainy Saturday and not so hot Sunday. Yes, last night was okay.
Now listen, was it a rainy day Saturday or was it a news day Saturday?
It was a Hallmark Channel Saturday.
We watched
three Hallmark movies on
Saturday. No, it was a Vindicator headline Saturday.
Oh.
No. Because let me tell you what happens with the headline, I am walking the dog. I told you that I have moved downtown. So you have to realize I get to see the little vending box.
Yeah.
And headline says, dim chair steps down. Then I look down at my phone and I see all these texts that I haven't paid attention to because it's early in the morning. Who does that?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the feds do its Friday document dump. They waited for the weekend to get this news out. So, people had time to process it.
Process it? That wasn't a process. That was a conversation. That was going, I mean, Facebook, phones, text messages. It was like breaking news. Have you heard?
Well, that's a big deal. You know,
they didn't do that when Mark Monroe. They didn't do that when Mark Monroe stepped down.
Mark Monroe didn't have his picture taken with that Avenatti dude. I mean, Dave has had some problems.
Come on. You want me to take this? Let me tell you what's going on here.
The listeners got to know. We're talking about Dave Beatrice resigning as chairman of the Democratic
Party. Mark, we were supposed to let this build because if they didn't know.
Oh, okay.
What?
Did I steal the thunder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were supposed to let this build. So those that didn't know would want to know what in the world are they talking about that was going to change the whole color of the Mahoning Valley.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal for
Mahoning
Valley.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about you letting the cat out the bag. You're like a spoiler.
Why?
Because people – I tell you what happened. I was – in the bank on Saturday morning, and you know, usually when I go into the bank, they're just talking to me about politics and what's going on nationally, President Trump or whatever's going on this way. But and so I go in, and I said, I can't believe Beatrice stepped down. And we're going on. I said, wow, that is such big news because remember, I walked the dog, I went upstairs, I dropped the dog off, and then I went to the bank. And so I'm talking to her, and then she said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. She said, who is Dave Beatrice?
What world does this person live in?
And that's what I'm trying to tell people. What people do not realize is that people pay attention to what people pay attention to. But you'd be surprised how many people do not pay attention to things, even if they participate inside of the process. See, I don't know what you would call them. They are passive participants.
I don't even know if they're just passive.
Oh, again.
Passive.
And the majority of America today, they're just passive participants. They are passive participants. And when I say that, these people vote.
Absolutely clueless.
They have no idea what is going on around them. So they are passive participants.
You know what really makes me angry? They look down their nose at me.
Not
because, oh, yeah, they do.
No,
because, oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Like, how could you do that?
What do you mean?
We're so far above that.
No, no.
We're too busy with our
lives. No, they're not liberal.
I have to take care of my
family. No,
no. I don't have time for
Mark, Mark, this is not a liberal Democrat thing. This is not a progressive.
No, it's not.
This is just an American pacifism that we have installed into our society based upon we don't, as those of us that do know, don't want other people that don't know to know what we know.
People look down on political activists. I don't care whether it's liberal or whether they're Democrat.
Not all
of
them.
They look down. People view it. People, politics is dirty and them is virtuous for not wanting to participate in
not,
that dirty, dirty business.
Not really.
Believe me, I deal with
no,
it every
no, those
day,
are the people that you deal
day.
With. But if you look at the people that I deal with, which is a cross-section of a major world that you do not deal with personally, what I'm saying is, as we go across the board, people are people, and people are not as engaged as you would think your circle is. Your circle of the people that you meet are usually there. But the majority of people, as you walk and talk to people along the way, they are not there.
You're wrong about me, because I'm not talking about the people in my circle that I deal with. I'm talking about people who I have to deliberately avoid even bringing the topic up, because they view it as dirty. They don't want to have to deal with it. And you know what they know? They know nothing.
But again, that's still in your circle. It's just still your circle. It may not be your close circle. It might be your friends, but in your circumference. But if you go out and talk to the lollipop lady, they want to know. The problem is they don't know who to know from.
But they do know one thing.
What?
Dave Beatrice.
No.
A lot of them do.
A lot of people do, but a lot of people.
I heard about it in church yesterday.
But listen to what I'm saying.
I went, whoa.
Again, that's still your circle. It's your church. It's your circle. When you look across, as I said, she is just a lady at the bank. And I run into more people, like ladies at the bank, who really don't, they know Trump, but they don't know Beatrice. They know Beatrice, but they don't know Trump. Some people know both. Some people don't know either. And some people make assumptions based upon innuendo and based upon rumor, which they shouldn't do. But, you know, Dave Beatrice is a target for that.
Yeah. Rumor's fun.
Oh, there's all kinds.
I love rumors.
Oh, I don't like rumors.
You'll find me a good conspiracy theory. I love
I don't like rumors.
Theory.
They're not nice.
I know they're not.
They're not
fun.
Nice. No,
I know they're not. Give me a good rumor. I rate my rumors
nice.
1 to 10.
I know they're not nice.
You know.
And so some things, and let me say, some people get into them. They're personal, and I'm like, wow.
Well, there's a lot of rumors flying around about Dave right now, but I can tell you that Mahoney County is going to change. It's going to be a big.
Well, let me tell you what this is. I think this is what happens when 550 Republicans come together for a Lincoln Day dinner in the Mahoney Valley. This is what happens when 550 people come together in the Mahoney Valley for a Mahoney County Republican Lincoln Day dinner. One. When you have Don Manning as a House rep, when you have Michael Rooley as a state senator, when you see the President Trump almost winning, but I think he was only down 4 points in the last election.
And he won in Trumbull.
He won in Trumbull, but see, Davis is only responsible for Mahoney. When you see Republicans raising that kind of money.
Yeah.
When you see the shift in strength change, when you see a chairman, because Tom is not as passive as Mark.
No, Tom's much more aggressive.
And you're going to see a more aggressive chairman. So when you see that kind of shifting, when you see those kinds of things happening, then you may not be surprised to see leadership shift on the opposing side.
Yeah, well, people, listen. Dave and I are the same age. And, you know, you get a little older. You don't want to deal with it.
And I'll say this. And that's why there are certain things people say, well, why do you like Trump? Why do you like Trump? I said, well, listen, one thing I can say I like Trump, he is one of the most insane people I've ever seen, because at the age of 74, when you have that kind of wealth, when you have accomplished all that you had accomplished, when all you had to do was go and play with your grandkids and do whatever you want to do for
the
rest of your life,
and
you decide to go into public service and make yourself a bullseye and a target,
well,
you can tell people to bounce. And wait a minute, hold on. You can understand that Trump can take a check and make the country bounce.
Yeah.
So please, you really, that shows you a major sign of insanity. So right there, you got the glory in a spunk. Because really, why would I sign up for that kind of punishment at 70-some years old? That's just stupidity.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that about Trump. He inherited the
Trump,
multi-million dollar business from his father. And then, look how smart he was. He took $5 million or $10 million and turned it into $200 billion or whatever it was. And I'm thinking, why?
Again. And I don't
and
I mean,
go on
I love,
beach and lie for the rest of
no,
your
no,
life.
No, no, no. One, it's one thing to be a cop, to be where you are not complacent, because he was raised that way.
Yeah.
President Trump was raised to work. And people that work are happier. People that work are successful. And people don't work for money. People work because they love to work. But his thing, going into public service to serve, when you don't have to – do you know the president – right now, he could be, like, sitting on a beach for real, resting, taking whatever phone calls he wants to take.
Yeah.
And not have to hear about a phone call that he has
a
to Putin.
A fruity drink with a flower in it.
Whatever he wants.
Cherries.
No, because he's a Coca-Cola man.
Oh, okay. That's
he's a Coca-Cola man.
Well, he can have the Coke and I can have the rum.
He's a Coca-Cola man. No, no, no. Hold on. Pianchi, what were you saying?
He's done it because he loves the country.
Well, I know why he done it. That's not my question. The question is, why is he so dumb to love the country that much when nobody loves the country?
And he's seeing which direction that it's going. You know, the country has been very good to him. The country has been very good to me. And when you see the direction that things are going, it disturbs you. And it disturbed him to a point. And, of course, he had some assistance and encouragement and support, but he done what he done.
Hey, listen, I gotta
and also, he demonstrate. Huh?
I got to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
So who's going to be his replacement?
How's my mic?
Okay, as long as the echo don't come back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Ooh. What in the world?
Plus, he does what he says he's going to do. That there. And, you know, that comes from his business.
From his business.
How about now?
And echo is worse.
How about now?
Echo is gone. Echo.
How about now?
It's still there.
How about now?
Still there.
Okay.
It's gone.
Good. See, you just turn the knobs, turn the pretty colors.
They had it up too high.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. That's what that is.
That's put
the
tape on.
I came and unplugged plugs, Pianchi, and I, you know.
I got to come back up, guys. How about now?
Good. Like M&M's.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Attorney Mark Manji. I'm Tracy Winbush. And we want you to be in studio with us. We are going to change the intro to this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to behave myself and become focused right here. I'm not going to get myself scattered anymore, Mark. I'm going to stay laser focused.
We're going to be laser focused. We're going to be laser focused looking through Windows World windows.
Laser focused.
Looking through Windows World windows.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be laser focused looking through Window World windows that does home improvement.
Yeah. Doors.
Siding.
Side. Oh, they do siding.
They do siding.
Oh, I got a call.
They do siding.
I got a call.
And they do quality work for reasonable prices that you can afford, and that's always a blessing.
Yeah, and Fred Brayrand's a great guy, great local guy.
He's coming on with me. He's going to be my guest co-host one day.
Oh, that's great.
I'm looking forward to
good.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can make a regular. Come down here.
We are.
Once or twice a week, come down here. And
We're gonna do that, and we're gonna have we're gonna talk. Well, I think I'm gonna put him on Valley Day. I think I'm gonna do a day that we focus really on the valley.
Yeah.
Focus on the Mahoning Valley, where we're going, where we've been, because I think that we need to start embracing our history.
Yeah. If I want to call Fred. How do I reach him?
Who?
Window World. How do we reach him? Do we have a number for him?
You go on the internet. Google it. Like everybody else.
Oh, come on. We got to do a job for our friend here. We're going to get the phone number.
That's what I said. Google it.
Google it.
Google it. What? What are you supposed to do?
Okay.
Listen. Seriously.
What?
Google it.
Yeah, I Google everything. That's why I get phone
numbers. Let me tell you how to find Window World. Call Siri. Say Siri.
Siri.
What's her name?
Or Alexa.
Siri, Alexa,
and then I have Google. So mine says, okay, Google, and then she says, what? See, my phone turns on. There you go.
What about the Yellow Pages?
Who?
Okay.
What pages?
The Yellow Pages.
That's racist. That's racist, Mark.
I got my Yellow Pages on my front door the other day.
Mark, that's just racist.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I let my fingers through the walking. The problem is, I think there's only two pages. Nobody, the yelling. I remember when our phone book used to be really, really thick.
I remember.
You can't even get white pages now, I don't think. I'm still using a 10-year-old directory.
My question is, how do you find numbers for people that you're looking for? So if I can't find Mark Manji, how I have to find you through Facebook. That's where Facebook loses.
I pay $5 a month to the white pages so I can look up myself up.
Online.
Online.
But this is where Facebook really loses.
Yeah.
I see that you have up here Facebook censoring. And remember, we're looking at Facebook as not a public company because it's a private company, but they are being held by a different standard because they're a communication source.
Yeah.
So you realize now, instead of me actually looking the white pages up, I go to Facebook and Google your name and look for your picture, define who you are, and then I contact you through Messenger.
Yes. Yeah, that's how you do it today.
That's how you do it today.
And that's why.
That's where they're a public company.
Well, yeah, they're going to get into trouble. They're going to be declared a public. They're going to be treated like a public utility.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're going to be a public company, because they have become our public source of connection.
And so the censorship issue that they've come down with. They've only censored. They're throwing off. They threw off Farrakhan. He was the token. And then he went after a whole bunch of conservatives.
Alex Jones. Well, you have to realize Farrakhan, Alex Jones, they went after. Was Tracy Winbush on there?
I don't know, but I'll tell you who wasn't on there.
Who?
I bet either one of those two Congress ladies that keep spouting anti-Semitic stuff.
Oh, the.
Those Congress
women. Okay. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. I don't think.
I'm insensitive. There were
this is a serious question, Mark. I am assuming, like, Cohen is a Jewish name.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg is usually a Jewish name.
Jewish name.
Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook.
Right.
So if people – and anti-Semitic means anti-Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute, Pionki. They tell me I talk too fast. I'm slowing this down. Hold it. So if I am
very good. Seriously.
So if I am a – Zuckerberg and I'm Jewish, why am I harboring and cultivating and building and not censoring people who are anti-Semitic, which means anti-Jewish? Huh?
You're right. Well,
what was Sammy Davis Jr., Mark?
Sammy Davis Jr. was black.
He was a Jew.
He was black.
He was Jewish.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh,
nobody's
yeah,
born a Jew.
Sammy Davis Jr. He was born black. They are born Jewish. You are born
No,
Jewish.
They are not. There's no biological makeup called Jewish. Is there one called Baptist?
But Jewish is not a religion. Islam is a nation.
Is Jewish? There's Jew the religion. There's Jew the club.
What? Huh?
Castro was a Jew. He was a Moreno. Fidel Castro was a Moreno. He was Jewish.
And so what? You really believe that?
There's Jew the religion. There's Jew the club. They call
and
the
so
club Zionist.
Oh, hold on. Who is it? Who? Where did you hear that at? Wait a minute.
They call the,
what? Wait a minute. Fiocchi.
And you know who owns Blog Talk, don't you? Alan Levy owns Blog Talk.
Listen to what I'm saying. Do you really believe that Jews are not, that people are not born Jewish?
No, they're not. Well, are you born?
Okay.
Are you born Muslim?
Okay. Do you believe that people are not born? Okay, hold on. Do you believe that people are not born Jewish? Do you believe
I believe they're not. I believe they're not.
Really
they're born
that?
Human beings. They're born human beings. Are you born a Muslim?
Who, me? Absolutely not. I was born a Christian.
No,
so
are
my,
people born Muslim?
But that's something different.
No, it's not nothing different.
Yes, it is. That's
how?
Something totally different.
How?
Lucky, there's groups of people different. You know, when you get over into the Mideast, you're going to have different sources of people. Well, you know, for example, you're going to find the Slavs that are in Russia and Eastern European. You're going to find Arabs. Then you're going to go into Iran and you're going to find Persians, and they're all different. You know,
different because of the geographical areas that they grew up.
They're born Jewish. They're born human beings. But
right, they're born human beings.
You're going to find whether they're Italian, German, Irish. You're going to see physical, you know, similarities.
Well, you have, Mark, you have black Italians, right?
You know, you've got people moving into the culture, and they're going to adopt the culture. You've got people that have come into Italy.
No, you have Italians that are black that are born.
Wait a minute. I don't want to go too far down my rabbit trail.
Yeah,
Hold on, Mark. I've got to take my break in a few minutes, but while I'm on this rabbit trail, are there really black Italians?
Yes, there are.
Going back through the days of Hannibal.
No, okay, Hannibal, but today are there black Italians?
They're black Italians.
Yes.
What makes me Italian? I was born in Italy, right?
Bianchi,
if what you're saying is true, Ancestry.com would be out of business tomorrow.
So,
no,
it is true. You gotta let me do my job. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number here is 516-595-8258. You know, one thing special about Tracy and Friends is that you never know what people are thinking until they say it out loud. We'll be right back.
Yeah, now getting back to it, you also have black Germans that are black that are born German.
Well, that's funny. Black people are born all over the world. That's nothing new. We just like cockroaches.
No, what I'm saying is this: is that you have.
But I'm born. If a Jewish person is born in Russia, they are Russian Jews.
Listen. You guys say what you want to, and I'm not going
to
argue with you.
I go back to my question. Ancestry.com, they do it by genetics. All born of human race.
Well, let me ask you something, March. I know what you – let's make this real short. Ancestry.com will show that every human being comes out of Africa, right? Every human being is tied to that African E. But what I'm saying is this: there's no ethnic group called Jew. They are humans, and they take on a religion.
Are you one of those people that believe that they're the black Jews?
No,
the black
I don't
Hebrews?
Believe in that. I don't have nothing to believe in. What I'm telling you is that there's no person born a Jew, no person born a Muslim.
But Muslims are different than Jews.
What do you mean they're different? How?
Because Jews are
they
born
follow a religion.
They Jews, in my opinion, they are Jewish is classified to me as a race.
No, they are not a race. There's only one race. That's the human race. Anyway, you guys go on with your show. Castro was Jew.
Thanks.
He was a Moreno, if you want to say that. He's Catholic by day and Jewish by night. So you got Jew to religion.
Oh, hold on,
you got Jew to club.
Pianchi, I got to come back up. Welcome back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World. I'm in studio with Mark Manji. Want to welcome all of you on Facebook Live, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. People that are on Blog Talk, you got to get the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you got to sit through the breaks, and you've got to let me do the job on this side, which pays the bills.
Yeah, I want to go back to your original comment, which is actually relevant to life in the United States today. And when your question was if Mark Zuckerberg is Jewish, and he's censoring people, how is he allowing people with strong anti-Semitic people onto his onto Facebook? And that is probably a really, really good question.
What they ask, no, what they
nobody
told,
seems to. This is the conundrum that the Democratic Party finds itself in.
This is what they told me, and I asked some friends of mine who are Jewish, and I said, you know, we get into this big Democrat Republican. How could you do this? And they said because they feel as though they feel like the African Americans do. Europeans, when they first came here, were not as welcoming, and when they were very, very hard on them as a race of people or as a group of people.
Hard on who?
On Jews. And so what they did was they actually aligned themselves with the Democrat Party because they believe the Democrat Party was more for them and was more for people. And the Democrat Party has done a very, very good job aligning with people and giving them the smoke and mirrors. It's like having a bad date. Hold on, Bianchi. It's like the young man who takes out the young lady, who charms her and makes her think that he loves her and caresses her. And courts her and dates her, and she doesn't realize that he's getting ready to pimp her out. And that's
can I say something about that?
Let me finish, Bianchi. And that's what's happened to the Democrat Party. What's happened to the Democrat Party is that they have come in like a pimp, and they have caressed these groups of people over the years, while this other party has just been on their own trajectory. And as long as I don't need you, I really don't care.
There's some flaw in that statement.
Ducky, I'm talking now. So culturally, going back in time, the Jews have always associated themselves with progressive kinds of movements, and as part of their culture. I'm not sure it has anything to do with the religion per se, although a very close Jewish friend of mine shared the Passover prayer with me.
Right.
And if you look at some of the Passover prayers, you can see where they kind of get the mindset under which that they work, because they consider themselves wanderers and permanent migrants because they never really had a homeland that they could so on the immigration issue, for example, they really identify with the immigrants.
But you got to understand, Europeans in America, let's really get this straight. If you tanned, they didn't like you. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, here's the thing. The Democrats, Republicans was the one who put forth Civil Rights Acts from 1866 through 1964. There was no Democrats doing anything along the lines of civil rights for them to say they take on the same position of black people.
But again,
so that there is not true.
But listen, Bianchi, what I'm saying to you is discrimination comes in all forms. See, you, we don't. We have to, as black people, we have to act like we're the only ones in the world.
Well,
that
I'm not saying
has,
that, Tracy.
Again, let me finish what I'm saying, Pianki. And that is not the truth. There have been
well, I understand
forms
that, but
more,
what I'm
let
saying
me finish,
is,
Pianki, there have been many forms of discrimination, and no one likes the feeling of it because anyone who is excluded has a problem with being with inclusion, and so they segregate themselves out. You can't identify with African Americans, but the problem, the difference between African Americans and Jews is that they went to business, learned the business, and was willing to sacrifice to get ahead, and when they did, people left them alone. Every time African Americans organized to become successful, the European society made sure it came back down again.
So if you look at
well,
the movie,
that's not true because African Americans had successful business in this country.
And
what's MAME?
Angela Lansbury was in it. That was a Broadway play and had to do with a woman who was a bon vivant kind of a person. And her son was going to one of these upper crusts, or her nephew was going to one of these upper crust snooty schools where they talk like this.
Talk straight in the mic.
And so, you know, they. The son is going to marry this upper, they call top shelf person.
Correct.
You're top shelf. And they moved into a restricted community and they didn't want any Jews. And that was the source of the conflict in the last part of the movie where Mame actually went and bought the property next door, which is on the line of the restricted community, and put a Jewish home for unmarried women there. And so here, even in Youngstown, you couldn't have a Jewish country club. You couldn't get into the
again.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Tracy. How you know I'm gonna have to go. You guys don't let nobody talk, and you're saying stuff that's not right. But how do you know they're a Jew? How do you know? I know what Tracy is. I can look at it.
But listen. Just because Jews, and this is the same thing with Hispanics. Since we are in Israel, I'm getting ready to segue into the Venezuela-Iran issue. But I need to know when you look at Jews, they have integrated into society and they have melted in. But again, if you identify as Jewish in America, it's like Zuckerberg is identified, I believe, as Jewish. And when you see how many Jews have identified with the Democrat Party, but they are anti-Semitic, I don't know how that works. And I don't know how, and I'm just saying, Pianki, I'm not staying on this rabbit trail any longer. We're done. So I'm just saying.
You know what Semitic is? Semitic is a language.
It does not make sense. It does not make sense for me to be.
I'm not
going to
stay on this rabbit hole with you guys. Bye bye.
So, goodbye. So now, what's going on in Venezuela with Israel and Iran? Because I see where the troops have gone in. Now, this is what I heard. And this is what I heard from the news this morning, that this was planned for a while. This was already in the works. And it was top secret, and they left it alone, and it was going to be executed. And it came into place last night. It became top news because it came into place last night and it was a surprise because nobody knew what was going to happen, but it had already been planned. So they act like the president, nobody's doing anything, and it was a surprise that he did it, but it was already in the plans to get done.
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Well, he's got troops down there. I mean, we're moving troops down there. You know, you got to understand what's going on in Venezuela right now. It's the Maduro, who's the prime minister, is being supported by 20,000 Cuban troops. Who were in Venezuela. It's not the Venezuelan army that's giving them the support. It's the Cubans. The Russians are there. And the Russians have brought its navy in there.
Right.
And Russian troops. And Syria is there.
Okay.
And there's rumors that Iran is there. And we know that ISIS is there. And in effect, what they're going to do is trying to set up one of these terrorist kinds of states down there. That these people can operate freely in the Western Hemisphere. And they're not, you know, and I don't understand why whatever the opposition leader tried to do failed. It's not really working because the Russians won't let it work. And what you're basically seeing is the Cuban Missile Crisis all over again, because I heard two reports over the weekend, unverified. I don't know if it's true, but the reports were made that the Russians were installing nuclear weapons in Venezuela.
Okay.
And I've lived through this story before.
See, I was a baby then.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking at what's going on here, and I saw that, and I saw how it was reported. It was the spin that was on the report was almost like, we knew that it was coming, but we didn't know it was coming. But the person had already planned for it to be already be there, so they didn't have to do anything. So it looks as though he's proactive, but we don't want to say anything good, because if we say anything good, then we will get it all wrong.
I don't know how he's not going to avoid putting troops and moving in with troops. We cannot afford that kind of state in the Western Hemisphere. We already have Cuba. We can't afford a second Cuba in Venezuela. And you know, and that upsets me, because, you know, a lot of those Venezuelans, they're Italians. What are they doing?
No, how are you going to be an Italian in Venezuela?
Well, you know.
No, hold on. You can't be Jewish. Are Italians like Jews? Are you born Italian?
I'm 100% Italian. If you take my DNA, it's all going to go back to Italy.
So you're 100% Italian.
I'm an American.
No, but you're an Italian, right?
Yeah, I'm an Italian.
Now, is your kid Italian?
He is Italian, German,
but the kid is Italian, right?
Half.
So does he identify as Italian? Because I've decided
yes,
that I found out since I was thinking about what Pianchi was talking about and about the Jews. You're not born Jewish. Because Jews, since I'm not born Jewish, I think I'm going to start identifying as Vietnamese.
Okay.
Okay. How's that working out?
You eat pho?
Oh, yeah.
You have to have pho.
I like pho. I don't like the egg.
Yeah.
I will not eat an egg pho.
Alex wanted to identify as Irish, so I told him it was absolutely imperative that you eat corned beef on St. Patrick's Day.
He's like, no.
He didn't like that.
No.
He does now. He loves corned beef now, but back then he didn't like corned beef.
Let me tell you what happened to me while I was traveling this weekend. I traveled throughout the state. So those of you who do not know, I traveled throughout the state driving almost unbelievable, like insane. So I was headed down to a girlfriend of mine got ordained on Sunday, and I want to congratulate her. Dawn, welcome to the Ministerial Alliance. And then I drove my mother to Dayton. And while driving down 75, I stopped to get something to eat. Now, I'm not a fast food eater. And I'm becoming more of a fast food eater now that I've lost weight than when I was trying to lose weight. And if I don't stop eating fast food, I'm going to gain weight. But right now, I'm busy, so it's fast. And I was down in Allentown, Ohio, down by Lima. And it's very, very white, very, very rural. And I'm standing in line, I'm at a Wendy's, which is an Ohio store, Ohio franchise from down in Columbus. And we are the drive-thru. I'm a drive-thru girl, so I'm lazy. So I want to drive through the drive-thru, go and get my sandwich. But there's too many cars in the drive-thru. So I say, well, let me go in. I go into this Wendy's, and it's very – I mean, you got – somebody's having Sunday dinner. I mean, I've never seen anybody have that many trays, burgers. I mean, they are there for Sunday dinner. They're burgers. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is different. Okay, and there's only like three people working in the whole store.
Yeah.
And none of them are teenagers.
How old are they?
Oh, they're 35 and above.
Okay.
And I looked and said, and I'm talking to the guy in line, and we're talking about what's going on, and I said, there are no teenagers working. There are no teenagers working. And they're short. Because they're supposed to have at least two more people, I'm quite sure.
Yeah.
And you got one lady sliding on the fries. They have gray hair, Mark. I mean, these are old. And I,
people working
and I said, Lord, the jobs report came in on Friday, and it was really great. Lowest it's been in X amount of years. But then last week I was telling you guys about my Cleveland Clinic experience and about the young people who were helping with my credit card on the self-serve machine. And I said, wow, we are not allowing people to grow. See, when you were coming up, you had opportunity to get a job and grow out of a job into a job.
Sure.
But when you have 30-year-olds, who their sum total of income is McDonald's, fast food, America has a problem. And we're going to have to figure out a way to correct the problem. Because if we don't correct the problem, the economy as we know it may have a jobs, we may not have a jobs problem because of people working, but we're going to have a food problem because people are not going to be able to afford to make it.
Well,
because we're going to have to get people out of McDonald's and into a progressive workforce where you can actually make a living. You can't make a living at 30 years old if you're trying to – it's no way.
Well, I don't think those jobs were ever intended for people to make a living.
They weren't, but the problem is times have changed.
Those are entry-level jobs.
That's correct, but there are times of change, and we have not prepared the workforce for the growth.
And I don't know if the people that are working there have spouses that are working. Sometimes you have seniors that go in there just for something to do to work.
Hear me what I'm saying, Mark. It's across the board.
But the average hourly rate right now in the United States is $27 an hour.
But we're not talking about average. We're talking about real people because that average puts the $1 million in there and puts the local people in there.
This is the hourly wage.
The hourly wage.
Yeah.
You still are looking at that's not touching the majority of America right now. People, the majority of America still are, they have not been given the tools. You can't give me a hammer and a nail and think I'm going to build a house if I don't know what to do with the hammer or the nails.
Well,
and we have a whole generation of mid-America. That's why we have an opioid epidemic. That's why we have a problem now. It's because we have not given hope to America to get out of what they're in, and that's why we have wacky people talking about we want guaranteed incomes. You can't have – because they can't progress out of what they're in. They don't know how.
A lot of that's a fundamental problem coming from parents who believe these kids are going, these kids come out. You wonder when, and the question I have, Tracy, because I was thinking the other way when you were talking about these people who were 30 and over working in Wendy's. The thought that I came is they probably couldn't hire any teenagers to go in there because they don't want to go to work.
Again, whether they can't find teenagers to work or those people are working. But most people are working in fast food, trust me, because they have to. It is not because they need something to do. People that need something to do, they go play bingo. They do the AARP thing. They do but they do not go, I think I'm going to go and work at Wendy's.
I think those jobs prices are when they say that there's an increase in wages going on, those are the jobs where the increases in wages were taking place. It was the lower-level jobs where the increase in wages, because all of a sudden the people aren't there to fill the jobs. That's what drives the prices up. That's what drives the wages up. A labor shortage drives wages up.
What I'm saying to you is, Mark.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, my brother worked at McDonald's for it. When he was, he had some issues. I mean, he was a dentist, and then he kind of wanted to go, do some other stuff. So he just took some time off. He went to work down in McDonald's down in Florida, and he worked down there for about 2 years as they started to move him up in management, and they do allow upward mobility in those jobs.
Mark, if you don't, if you don't have the aptitude, we need to understand, if you don't have the aptitude, remember, but we are breeding this aptitude. We are breeding this aptitude of young people, breeding this aptitude of America, and we have this major gap in the middle that we dropped like a bad habit. Just like I said to you when we were talking a little bit earlier about where I am in the spectrum of between the baby boomers and the people that came after that. What I'm saying is right now we are headed somewhere because remember, this is the largest group of people that were born in the United States, if I'm not mistaken. And right now that span of people right there are transitioning from a industrial age to a technical age. From a technical age and to a very, very crazy new age. And as a matter of fact, if you ask me, it's from a new age to a one world order new age. Because globalism is amazing, but it is very, very dangerous. And what's happening right now, we in America have dumbed down the electorate so far that people don't know what they are and where they're going and what they need. I've got to take a break. You listen to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World. The number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Are my mics better now? Ooh. Great. Oh my goodness. Hi, Covina man. Well, we're back. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. You know, I'm going to get better at this. I am.
We want to know the next. This is my. Did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I tried, but I didn't get it. I was busy.
That.
Who won? Did Bruce win again?
Well, the head horse, and I can't. I'm not a big horse guy, but the lead horse, who was ahead the entire race, got disqualified, and a 65-1 long shot was named the winner.
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, that's a big deal. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits are flying already.
Why was he disqualified? What did he do?
It was a muddy track, and I don't know about horse racing, but from what I heard on television, they said that horses are running in a lane. So when it's not like you come out of the gate, they maneuver themselves into certain lanes, and you cannot cut off another horse. And the lead horse, Maximum Security, I think was the name of the horse, and moved and got spooked and kind of moved into the other lane and came back. And he was never the number two horse, Country House or Countryside or something like that, never was really in jeopardy. I mean, he was never going to win. And they examined it, and they took it away from the winner, and they gave it to the 65-1 shot horse. And a lot of people lost a lot of money. And there's going to this is going to end up on the courts in a major way, because there are, you know, tens of millions of dollars at stake with this. And they don't understand, because it's never been done, I don't think, in Kentucky
history.
Yeah. And it's, well, he just did that. He's not allowed to do that. And, you know, can't give me a break. You know, it was muddy. And muddy makes the track slippery. And, you know, this happens all the time and nobody ever does anything, especially since he didn't cut this horse off trying to make a move. The horse was, you know, the lead horse was the head the whole race. No chance of beating him. And yet they yanked it from him.
I was changing the subject in just for a few seconds. Cohen begins his prison sentence today. Michael Cohen.
Oh, he went to jail.
And
He went to jail today.
Right, and I heard, and I don't know who she is, but she was stating that he was trying to make a cut a deal, and they just wouldn't listen to him.
Because
he knew the writing was on the wall.
My goodness, how many lies has this guy told?
Initially. And they just wouldn't listen to him because they knew they were after him. They just walked in and arrested him. I said, really?
Well, he's going to jail for 3 years. I don't think
he's going to jail for 3 years.
And I guess it's the cushiest of the cushy federal prisons.
It's a cushy. There's a cushy of the cushiest.
He can get matzo ball soup. You know, he can go buy pretty much anything he wants in there. And
the question is, now, Mark, I have a question for you. We're going to just enjoy the afternoon because we're headed to lunch. And we want to thank Wendell World, but I got a question for you. So now,
yeah,
Michael Cohen is a lawyer.
Yes.
So can I, as a lawyer, now that I'm going to jail, I can't, you know, practice anyhow.
Yeah.
Can I tell everything I know?
No.
Why?
Well, you
Come on now. You're missing the point.
You can tell what you – I suppose he could tell what he knows. I don't think they can do anything with
it. No. You have to realize you've been my lawyer for years. You've been my lawyer for decades. We've been friends. We've been lawyers. We've been hanging out. And I have now dropped you like a bad habit, and you're going to jail because of me.
Yeah.
Can you tell him – can you do like – you know the Madam books?
Yes.
That they bury in the sand and they hope and they to catch on fire.
Yes.
And they hope they never – can I go and tell all my secrets?
You could do anything you want. You'll probably be sued by the client.
I don't have anything to lose anyhow. I'm in jail.
And then anything you say probably couldn't be used against you if it was illegal and the prosecutors were looking at it. So look what he did. We're going to go prosecute.
Well, I mean, I know everything.
People could do anything they want. You know, I had a discussion with a friend of mine the other day and – called me up and told me some stuff, and I said to my friend, you know, you've got to be careful when you do certain things, just because you think that there's a matter of trust. If the other guy's going down the toilet, don't be surprised if he grabs you and takes you down with him.
That is correct. That is correct.
And you have to be very careful.
That is correct. That's correct.
Because people do funny, you know, people do weird
that
stuff.
That is correct. That is correct. But my question is, now that Cohen's disbarred.
Yeah.
Cohen's been with Trump for a long time.
Yeah.
Cohen should know a whole lot.
And he's apparently not suffering financially.
He's going down.
He went to Barney's to buy clothes yesterday.
Who?
But he went to Barney's in New York to buy clothes.
Oh, Henry Brent. I was going to say, Barney's is not Ohio.
Barney's, yeah. It's this really chic men's store.
Ooh.
People go to Barney's to buy all sorts of stuff, and it's very expensive.
Well, listen, it's been a great day. Mark, it's time to go to lunch. We're going to have hot dogs?
I really haven't thought about it.
Well, listen, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be Tuesday. I'm going to have a great show for you tomorrow. I can't wait to do it. We'll see you then. Have a good afternoon. God bless you, and be safe. I need your cell phone number. Thank you so, so much. Are you with me tomorrow? Okay. And I sound pretty good now that I fix this. Is it good yet or bad yet? Okay. I think I turned one of the buttons and it came back up again. So that's good. Thank you so much for everything. And listen, I'll tell Josh, but I need to get my intro changed. The phone number on there is still wrong. And we need to – and I'll get with Josh and do something because I want something a little bit more edgy. Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.